Another attempt to stop the war in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken pushing for that ceasefire in Saudi Arabia today. Then he'll go to Israel again. Still warning against Israel's planned ground invasion of Rafah, an area of Gaza filled with civilians. Israeli airstrikes there overnight killed at least 22 Palestinians. Attacks. Students here keep protesting. That's at UCLA in California, where pro- and anti-Israel demonstrators clashed. The protests have spread to college campuses nationwide, demanding their schools cut ties with Israel. Fox's Brian Yenis reports from Columbia, New York City.
They are also demanding universal amnesty. They don't want to receive any punishment or discipline from the university at all, period, for participating in these protests. The university is asking students to self-identify themselves and attest to following university rules in the future, but even that is not something the protesters seem willing to do. Columbia University President Manush Shafiq has promised the protesters there won't be any lockdowns or evictions of the encampment and vowed the NYPD will not be called onto campus again to make arrests.
NATO's leader has gone to Kyiv, saying countries have failed to deliver on promises to help Ukraine battle Russia after a long delay in new U.S. military aid and questions about European assistance as Russian forces advance, pushing Ukrainian troops to retreat from three more villages in the east. Parts of Oklahoma are in tatters after weekend tornadoes, including a baby killed among the four people dead. The small city of Sulphur hit hard, the downtown just about gone. Governor Kevin Stitt tells Fox.
Just unbelievable. But Oklahomans are coming together. The Red Cross was there. People from all over the state are coming together to help.
Someone in Iowa also died after storms there. America's listening to Fox News.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Three police officers are recovering in Louisiana the day after they were shot.
A violent standoff in suburban New Orleans ended Sunday afternoon with a rifle shot from a sheriff's department sniper, killing 31-year-old Matthew Lathers, who police say shot and wounded three police officers and two other men outside a home in Kenner, Louisiana. Lathers was wanted for an armed robbery earlier in the week in which another man was shot.
Fox's Jack Callahan. A woman goes on trial today in Massachusetts in the death of a cop.
Karen Reed of Mansfield, Massachusetts, is being tried for the 2022 murder of her police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe. The two were out at bars and planned to attend a party on a night in January of that year. O'Keefe went missing after exiting the car. It was snowing. Reed is believed to have made a three-point turn, and police say she hit him with the vehicle and left him to freeze to death while suffering from injuries. But Reed's defense attorney insists police, the victim's fellow officers, are covering up a different story. Reed's supporters often show up outside of court to protest her trial. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks could keep rising on Wall Street. Futures up modestly after gains last week. The best week of the year for the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. In the NBA playoffs, Phoenix is the first team out, KO'd by Minnesota.
Edwards. Oh, Edwards! A signature slam!
Anthony Edwards scored 40 points to lead the Timberwolves to a 122-116 win on TNT, sweeping the Suns. The LA Clippers tied their series with Dallas. New York beat Philadelphia. Indiana top Milwaukee. The Knicks and Pacers both up 3-1. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers finished off a sweep of Washington. Edmonton shut out Los Angeles. Colorado beat Winnipeg. Vancouver edged Nashville in overtime. So the Oilers and the Avalanche and the Canucks all have 3-1 series leads. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Home sales in Champaign County down for the beginning of this year. For March this year, 176 home units sold compared to 209 units sold in March last year, according to the Champaign County Association of Realtors. Home sales down the first quarter of the year at 4.5%. Champaign community came together Sunday honoring two local workers who lost their lives while on the job. Brandon Hardway and Kevin Pelham were recognized at Dodds Park in Champaign. Their names added to the park's memorial. Hardway was the GM at Poor Brothers Craft Tap Room in downtown Champaign. Pelham, a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 51. Pro-Palestine protest at the University of Illinois campus early Friday with no planned end. Demonstrations said they'd leave when their demands were met or when they were forced to leave. Police broke up the protest, citing campus policies prohibiting camping tents and other structures from being erected on campus. You're up to date. From the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, Jim. 806 ESPN 93.5. The happiness topic is what we're talking about here coming up in just a couple of moments. Mm-hmm. It's hitting middle age more than anybody. It's interesting.
Okay.
Meteorologist Greg Solier, he's a learned guy, got a kind of weather station when he was 12, and he never looked back, baby. He never.
There you go.
Our weather.
Still, and it's up in the office here, sir.
Still has
it. It is.
Still have my Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Okay, then.
My sixth grade. Yeah, of course, look at the difference. You're a scientist, and, well, here I am. Our weather this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance and Kurt Lenschow. Like a good neighbor, Kurt and State Farmer there. Well, sir, kind of a rainy weekend. What looks to be coming up here?
Yeah, we've had as much as 1 to almost 3 inches of rain over a wide area of East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. Some spots pushing 5 out towards the Illinois, 2 to 4 up into areas from Kankakee on northward. And this is the eastern, more diluted impacts of some of the severe weather with tornado activity, destruction into parts of southern Iowa and Nebraska, southward all the way to Oklahoma City over the past weekend. So at least we missed out on that stuff. But many fields as wet and these windows of opportunity will begin to materialize on a more broader-based scenario over the weekend and into early next week as well. And in the shorter term of it all, still some rain to make its way east of 57, west there. Well, the skies are beginning to break a little bit in a couple of spots, but that will be quite limited as in sunshine for the day today. 59 now at Willard and Savoy on a west-southwesterly wind that'll be a bit gusty, shift more west-northwest as the front comes through during the course late afternoon, early on this evening. So most of the organized rains east of Champaign out of the next hour or two break, and then some hit-miss prospects later on this afternoon and this evening, but real spotty at best. We'll be looking at temps for the day today at top out across the area, but around about 73, a few degrees above average, down tonight to 53. Normal for the time of year, clouds break after an evening shower. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a partly sunny Wednesday, up to about 75 tomorrow, 80 on Wednesday. A couple of showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday. We're into the 80s. Of more humidity on Thursday, 73 on Friday, then about 4 or 5 days of opportunity here with weekend highs mid-70s into the upper 70s next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. We'll close in on 80 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
We're happy to welcome to the program Rudy Ricksteins. Rudy, how are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Sound happy? Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's a leadership visionary, business mentor and coach, top 5 business coach, top 20 thought leader. Rudy, nice going, man.
I like it.
It's awesome. All right.
Thank you.
Published in the Journal of American Psychologists found that in the U.S., Generation X and baby boomers are suffering more from the loneliness epidemic than their European counterparts. How come, Rudy? Why?
You know, I actually think that everybody in every age group is really suffering loneliness. It's just those categories that we're seeing in the United States. People are being a little more vocal, and they're wanting to see a greater change or shift in their life. And this really, I believe, spurred from COVID. So many people during the period of COVID went into their lives and started looking at, do I like my job? Do I like my marriage? Do I like my bank account? Am I happy where I am? And I'm wanting to create a change. And it's put a spotlight on the areas that are not working. And so many people today, especially in North America, are wanting to live a different life or experiencing something very, very different. And so it has really put this magnifying glass on the areas that are not working. And that's where the unhappiness comes from, the unfulfillment, the loneliness factor.
What'd COVID do to me?
Yes, very much so. It's, you know, that feeling of like, is this where I want to be or what it is that I want to be doing? Mm. What I want to share with your listeners this morning is that for anyone that is feeling that loneliness, that separation from where they are versus where they want to be, there is something that they can do that is so easy that's going to create a profound shift in how they feel and how they show up in life. And that is in the very first 20 minutes of the day. If you're waking up and the first thing that you're doing is touching your cell phone, reading your email, looking at your bank account, going onto Instagram, Facebook, any form of social media, and you're looking for external validation for your life, it is going to again give you the magnifying glass that makes you feel less fulfilled, makes you feel unworthiness. It reminds you you're here, but what you want is over there. And in the very first 20 minutes of the day, the brain is the most susceptible to change and influence. And if you're going to find something that is giving you outside stimulation that makes you feel unworthy or unhappy or lonely, then it's going to make you feel that way for the rest of the day. But the reverse is also true. If you woke up and in the first 20 minutes, and I teach a process called priming, where you take the first 20 minutes of your day and you curate a heightened emotional state of joy, fulfillment, freedom, love, connection, acceptance, abundance. And if you felt any of those emotions in the first 20 minutes and you created those feelings inside of you, in your mind, your body would set an emotional state, and that is how you would feel the rest of the day. The important thing for people to know is that thoughts produce feelings. Thoughts and feelings drive behavior. So many people are doing behavioral things to change their life, and all they need to do is change the thought or the feeling, and in the first 20 minutes, it's going to give you a catapult of power to create that change. If you were just to do that in the first 20 minutes using the brain mapping.
Rudy, I think what you're saying is put my phone down, or you know, not even have. I just think the thing, you know, I was on this several years ago where I didn't think a person under 18 should get a cell phone. It's a smartphone. If you have a cell phone, call people and text mom to pick you up. I like all that. But I think overall it is a net loss having a phone. I do.
It most certainly doesn't serve you, especially in the very first 20 minutes of the day. Think about the stimulation that comes through your phone. You can't control what's coming to you. Even if you're picking which site you're going to, you don't know what information is coming through. And if you were to feel a negative emotion around that, your brain is going to say, we're going to focus only in on that feeling. We're going to only look for evidence of where that is true. And we're going to continue to think and feel the same way. And that's why people's lives look and feel the same, because they're doing the same thing day after day, feeling the same day after day.
I think what we ought to do is try and start with, instead of 4 hours and 50 minutes a day, maybe shoot for 3 hours and 50 minutes a day. Listen, this is a full-blown addiction. Whether anybody wants to believe it or not, we have a struggle if we don't have our phone. We do.
All we need to do is not even reduce the 4 hours. You could even increase that time if you changed the very beginning of your day, because that changes the formula of the brain. The brain is the most susceptible to change and influence in the first 20 minutes of the day. So if you woke up and in the first 20 minutes you didn't touch your phone, you didn't talk to your spouse, you didn't look at your bank accounts, you didn't focus on the areas that were not working, you focus on what it is you do want, you focus on feeling joy, fulfillment, freedom, any of those, even if you looked in areas of your life where you could feel gratitude or abundance or happiness, and then you focus on that feeling and you feel it, the brain's going to say, this is where we want to be. And then it's going to set that state for the rest of the day so that when you're on social media, when you're on your phone later, your brain is not going to be trapped by it. And so you'll be able to put it down faster. You'll be able to create connection with people faster. You know, this is the loneliness pandemic. And the only way to create connection with people, which is the number one driver of human behavior, every single person on the planet simply just wants connection. We think we want money. We want all these other things. We really just want connection. And the only way to get connection is to have vulnerability between two people. And we cannot have vulnerability between two people when we're staring at our cell phones in the very beginning of the day, because it creates that ripple effect throughout the rest of our day.
A whole bunch of days. In fact, I try and do every single day before I come in here, Rudy. I'm in the Bible. So I'm not doing the early stuff. I do it later. I'm on the phone a lot later. But yes, I've passed that test. I'm telling you, it's a problem, but I don't see us getting out of it anytime soon. I think we're getting more hooked on more things that are easier. AI is helping us now. There's just a lot of technology, but you're right. We have to have humans.
We do. The number one thing we all want is just connection with another human being, and it's that simple. And if we could just create that connection and have a vulnerable moment, we will be the happiest, most joyful, abundant people. And I would challenge your listeners to right here today, just stop doing what you're doing and find somebody to create a connection with.
Rudy Reikstein, R-I-E-K-S-T-I-N-S. How can people find you, connect with you, Rudy?
You know, I am on all social platforms at Rudy Reikstein, or at my website, rudyreikstein.com. I appreciate your time today. Thank you.
I appreciate having you on, and you said a lot of smart things. Really appreciate it. Rudy is spelled R-U-D-I. Reikstein's is R-I-E-K-S-T-I-N-S. I'll connect with him. On the Tavins Towing phone line, ESPN 93.5 at 8:16. Diane Ducey with sports headlines.
Lots of different texts coming in at 359-2255, and especially about some of the marathon experience with Jamie Marcos out of Charleston, 25-year-old, winning in the men's category, and Alexis Dorsey from Champaign winning on the women's side at 2:57.58. I didn't jot down Jamie's time, but I think we did talk about it earlier today.
Jamie Marcos was 2:29.
Yes. Yeah. And then like 26 seconds or something
right,
like that.
Right.
So really awesome that we had people from East Central Illinois winning in those big categories.
Yeah. No, people from all over around here. I mean, so I saw somebody in England. I don't know if they were here. Probably not specifically for our race, but never know. A lot of people from all over the Midwest came. So really, really neat if you look. The News Gazette is complete of who was here and where they're from and everything else. A lot of people came from hotels and restaurants. Should have done well.
Terrific. Now, I did see some texts coming in after we were talking about the NFL draft with Johnny Newton going to the Washington Commanders as the 36th overall pick, and two to Arizona with Isaiah Adams and Tip Riman. And we had Atlanta scooping up number 187, Casey Washington. Here's a text in about Isaiah signing with Detroit.
Detroit, that's
okay.
Who it was. Yeah.
And then also some comments about Ben Humricus.
Humricus, here's how you remember it. H-U-M, rich, R-I-C-H,
okay.
And then H-O-U-S, just O-U-S.
Okay.
At that point. So it's rich, O-U-S.
Okay.
Humricus.
There's been a couple of people texting in, so we get that phonetically, and talking about how he has ties to the area. Humrickhouse was, and then someone
Humrickhouse?
Else. Humrickhouse.
Humrickhouse.
Humrickhouse. How Derek pronounces it. Says
Vashon Zavilli. It took
That's
me three
right.
months.
I mean,
we'll get Humrickhouse. Humrickhouse.
Right.
We'll get it.
So one of our new recruits, his grandfather was the pastor at our church in Tilton near Danville
really?
For 21 years.
Wow.
Thank you, Larry, for that comment. Always interesting to interact with you on our Tapman's Towing phone line. We also had the golf team at second in the Big Ten tournament, and the NCAA tournament selection will be coming up later this week. We had Maryland over Illinois in baseball 11-7. They've got a game tomorrow. Illinois women taking on Ohio State and winning yesterday 11-6. And they've got a home game tomorrow against Iowa. Actually, I think it's this weekend. Our St. Louis Cardinals will face Detroit with a 5:40 start. And we'll have the Cubs in action against New York with a 6:40 start over on US 105.9 after Boston came out on top 5-4 yesterday.
Watts Copy Systems offering cost-efficient solutions. Call them for a free look. 217-352-0428. ESPN 93.5 coming up on 8:19, Fox Business will be coming up next.
Saturday and another round of rainfall making its way across the area this morning. Next in a string of these weather systems to move on through with another pop-up rain chance later this afternoon and evening time. A couple of days worth of mild to warm weather. Next frontal system on the move over Thursday and Friday. No real cool or cold air in sight. We'll recover nicely for the weekend and another window of opportunity trying to evolve here coming off some significant rains. More than an inch to two over the past couple of days across the area. That dry time over the weekend extends into early next week. For the day-to-day, mostly cloudy. Some shower activity around this morning and back in spotty coverage this afternoon. 73 the high. Winds will shift westerly early on tonight. A stray shower chance this evening. Decrease in clouds at 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 75. Partly sunny, 80 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, a couple of showers and thunderstorms around at 85 on Thursday. Will cool to 73 on Friday. Weekend highs in the mid-70s with a fair amount of sunshine, too. For Stevie D Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Domino's Pizza shares are up more than 7%. The pizza company's sales, earnings, and revenue came in stronger than Wall Street was predicting, helped by its loyalty program and Uber Eats deliveries. U.S. sales at existing restaurants are up more than 5.5%. Domino's also is giving customers a $3 coupon to use on the following week's online order if they tip their driver. Tesla shares are up more than 12.5%. CEO Elon Musk made a quick trip to China over the weekend, and reports say he has a deal to use self-driving technology in China in a partnership with China's tech company Baidu. There's a bank merger. Denver-based Heartland Financial is being sold to Kansas City's UMB Financial for about $2 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Fallon, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, congratulations to Busey, recognized among America's best banks for 2024 by Forbes. It's the third consecutive year the organization has been recognized on this prestigious list. They ranked 40th overall. Busey, the second-ranked bank headquartered in Illinois, and all six Illinois banks included on this year's list. America's best banks, wow. From exceeding the needs of customers and colleagues to serving our communities, Busey Associates have shown unmatched dedication to their pillars for more than 155 years. Whatever your financial needs, business and beyond, Busey promises the resources to help you succeed. Stop into one of their many convenient locations. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey.com to learn more. Busey, member FDIC. Happy to welcome Champaign Fire Department Chief Andy Quastrom. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
How's this whole chief thing going for you?
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's you know, it's a totally new experience, of course. I'm in my 28th year at the fire department, and I've worked my way up through the ranks, and chief is definitely different than any other rank, but yeah. It's been enjoyable and lots of fun challenges.
So you were essentially bottle washer, and look at you now. Come on, man.
I know. Yeah, when I came in the door here in 1997, I surely didn't expect to be where I am, but it's been a fun run.
They didn't have the hockey game at that time, but fire versus police, Champaign really turned out about a month ago to the Illinois Ice Arena, and I had the pleasure of emceeing that event. Do you recall what happened at that hockey game?
I think we won, didn't we?
I think so, too.
Oh,
yeah, I reminded the police chief that that we did, in fact, win. We, you know, clearly police and fire were very competitive, and I have not played hockey, nor should I be playing hockey, but I did play softball and football back in the day against the cops, and we like to have a lot of fun. It's fun to raise money for a charity, and it's good camaraderie.
All right, absolutely. Andy Quastrom, Chief of the Champaign Fire Department, the Champaign Exchange Club, along with the Champaign Fire Department, honoring the 2023 Firefighter of the Year recipients. Who are they this year, Andy?
Yeah, so this year we have three recipients. We have Lieutenant John Jenkins, Engineer Alex Coker, and Firefighter Brandon Helm.
Tell me what they did to earn this.
Sure. So this is the first year that we created a peer review program. So we wanted our firefighters' peers to nominate them and tell us why they think they would be good firefighters of the year. So we had nominations in each rank: officer, engineer, and firefighter. And Lieutenant Jenkins, Engineer Coker, Firefighter Helm all stood out by far through their peers' eyes, as do their leadership, their knowledge, and their support of their fellow employees. And so we had a lot of nominees, and that was very exciting, but it was clear that these three individuals stood out from the crowd, and so we're excited to honor them today.
That's awesome. And it's, you know, these people probably are humble, like most firefighters I know, but they probably really appreciate it, and so do their families.
I think so, yeah. Lieutenant Jenkins has grown kids who are going to be in town with his grandkids, and so that's very exciting. And Engineer Coker has young kids, so does Firefighter Helm. And so the kids, of course, clearly love to see their their parents honored, and their coworkers love to see them honored too. We are a humble group, but you have to give credit where credit's due, and these three individuals are definitely due for the credit.
Sean Manuel went to church with me back in the day at St. Pat's in Tolono. I know he was organizing the benefit for the
Benevolent Fund.
Yes, yep. and that was fun to see you and the gang there. That was successful, right?
It was another great year. Yeah, the Benevolent Fund has been very successful. I think it's in its third year, and clearly its number one goal is to ensure that firefighters in Champaign and across our community are taken care of should something happen to them and their families. And so we're building a fund that will be able to do that for years to come, and we've had some great experiences. We actually just had a euchre tournament yesterday in support of the Benevolent Fund, which is a good that was a good turnout as well. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have such a giving community.
The keynote speaker at that event was Joy Sheehan, and riveting story about her son Christian. And actually, you're handing out some smoke and fire detectors soon, right?
We are. May 18th, we're going to do a smoke detector drive in Champaign, where we go door to door and ensure that people have working smoke detectors. You know, clearly, as everybody knows, smoke detectors save lives. And so we want to be sure that there are smoke detectors in every house in our community. And the Sheehans are very supportive in honor of their son to ensure that that partnership continues. And we'll be doing that, as I said, May 18th, and getting out in the community and putting some smoke detectors up.
Seen a few firefighters at CrossFit recently. They've new group have joined, and they're getting after it, man. You could have 22 hours of boring and 2 hours of life-changing stuff. You guys never know, do you?
We don't. And I mean, we are a very young department, and that's very exciting, right? There's a lot of opportunity to kind of change and improve the culture. And fitness has always been important in the fire service, but now I think more than ever with the things that we do, the challenges that we face, and because our core group is so young, fitness is really important. And I'm glad to see, you know, those firefighters out and about in the community. You know, I try to lead by example and work out regularly, and you just never know, to your point, when that call will come in where you need every bit of energy that you can muster.
Another thing, too, I don't know if people really realize it, but these horrible car accidents, you guys are first. I mean,
you
have to see stuff that the ambulance guy doesn't
get out
even,
the jaws alive or whatever.
And you see situations. Can you just turn that off and forget about
How
it?
How do you decompress?
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, physical health clearly has always been important and continues to be, but mental health, too, has become a primary concern for first responders. And we've done a good job in Champaign. One of our deputy chiefs is in charge of our peer support group. And we have people on staff every day that can work with individuals who might have had a, you know, emotionally traumatizing experience. And we also have therapists and professionals throughout our community who are willing to step up and on a moment's notice come to ensure that, you know, we have the tools we need, because you're absolutely right. I mean, we see some of the most horrific things that, you know, that you can imagine, and it's not outside. It's not unlike a war zone, quite frankly. So we want to be sure that our firefighters have the tools they need to cope with that, and they're healthy both physically and mentally.
Well, and that was the case at the marathon, too. Didn't you have to respond and revive somebody who had a heart attack?
Yeah, so, you know, the City of Champaign and Champaign Fire Department, as well as other organizations, have always been supportive of the marathon, and that includes having our personnel out on the marathon route, usually in golf carts or in our UTV. This weekend, we had an Urbana firefighter and a Champaign firefighter. We had two groups of them paired up, and unfortunately, somebody had a medical emergency. Fortunately, there were people in the community right there ready to step up, and our firefighters, one from Urbana and one from Champaign, and you brought his name up earlier, and he probably doesn't want the acknowledgement, but Sean Manuel was the Champaign firefighter that was on that golf cart, and they were able to revive an individual who went into cardiac arrest, and matter of fact, he was talking to them before they left for the hospital. So it was the perfect scenario of people on scene starting CPR immediately, having advanced life support skills within a minute or two of the arrest, and then a great recovery and great outcome. So clearly we're very excited.
Andy, you're good, man. You're good on the radio. Good. Just good sounding guy. You sound like you're 30, so whatever you are, that's good stuff.
I wish I was.
He started when he was two,
yeah,
Stevie.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. Exactly.
Andy Qualstrom, chief of the Champaign Fire Department. And again, we honor Lieutenant John Jenkins, Engineer Alex Coker, and Firefighter Brandon Helm. Congratulations to these folks. And congratulations to running this good department. And nice chatting with you, Andy. Appreciate your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You as well. Andy Qualstrom, he's with Champaign Fire as the chief of fire department.
Just an online search away if you'd like to get involved.
All right. We'll be right back. Another half hour to go. Chris Custer's going to join us about what the heck happened at the marathon on Friday and all of the rest coming up next. ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Campus protesters get physical at UCLA. Scuffles between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli protesters. And pro-Palestinian groups break down police barriers at GW University. But Secretary of State Blinken has a message on negotiations from Saudi Arabia.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily, extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
How would candidate Donald Trump handle the campus protest? Trump posting this morning in all caps, stop the protest now, a day off from his New York City trial. The former president also dismissing rival RFK Jr. as a Democrat plant in a wasted protest vote. The independent Kennedy says, meet me on stage to debate to both Trump and Biden. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's your look at local news. Two local firefighters being recognized for their success in rescuing an Illinois Marathon participant who went into cardiac arrest during a race Saturday morning. Urbana Fire dispatched to the Meadowbrook Park to respond to the man who went into cardiac arrest participating in the race. Good news, he became alert again after talking to first responders as they transported him to the hospital. Police asking for the public's help in contributing to the arrest of an armed robber who stole money from an Urbana business Friday. The man entered an unnamed business wearing dark clothes and a mask, revealed he had a gun, demanding the cashier give him money. After the cashier handed over that money, suspect fled. Urbana police ask anyone with additional information to contact Crime Stoppers. Champaign police announcing an arrest in connection to a shooting that left a man with multiple gunshot wounds. They say their investigation into the February 19 shooting, indicating Alan Williams of Calumet City approaching a man sitting in his car that was parked in his driveway on West Vine Street. Williams accused of opening fire, striking the victim several times. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. You have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday and around or two of significant rainfall over the weekend. The northern extent of some of that severe weather that swept through areas of the deep southern plains and southeastern states. Now, this next weather system, a weakening one as it makes its way on east. Some shower activity around and ending this morning by mid-morning, and then a pop-up shower chance this afternoon. Even an evening thunderstorm in just one or two spots, but the bulk of the rain moving on out. Decreasing clouds for tonight, but a lot of cloudiness for the day today, up to 73. Winds around westerly for tonight and 53. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and 75. A warm to 80 on Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday, next round of good coverage showers and thunderstorms across the area. 85 on Thursday. Back into the mid-70s on Friday. Dry weather for the weekend should extend well into early to mid-next week. A window of opportunity there. 75 on Saturday. 74 on Sunday. Mid to upper 70s next Monday and Tuesday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Okay, so after a, let's call it a long weekend.
Yes, Calypso music.
Chris Kester is here to announce his retirement, I think, to the Bahamas.
Oh, no, we got a plan for next year.
He's already after it. He's already after it, man.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Public Works, City of Champaign, knows everything, knows everybody. Okay, so I'm at the Arc. At about 5:30, and I'm hearing
on Friday.
Friday night, 5:30 at the Arc, hearing that the 5K was canceled because of the busloads of protesters on Green Street. Can you walk me through? I don't know everything, and if I'm in charge of the thing, and if there's any threat at all to any runners running by, you have to do that. But man, was that aggravating. I can't imagine a guy that's been to 400 meetings, Chris, to organize. How frustrating that is. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know, we fully were in support of the free speech activities that were happening down there. We even talked about rerouting 5K so it wouldn't go directly by. There's not really any security concerns about that. But we took our direction from U of I PD, who was sort of our lead agency. You know, they said, hey, in order to maintain safety, we've got to divert some of the public safety resources over here. And so we don't think we'll have enough so that you guys can safely run the 5K route with all the intersections blocks that need to be blocked and that sort of thing. So it was really more about runner safety on the course as it was any interaction with those folks who there at the activities near the alma mater.
Must be like a war room or something. People chiming in and no, we can't do that. Yeah, it's, you had it like an hour, man. You didn't have any time.
We had to make the decision. And once we made that very difficult decision to not have Friday events happen, we quickly started making sure that there'd be a possible way forward to make sure that Saturdays could go. And after many, many hours, and some of my colleagues on the race committee team spent the night at Memorial Stadium making assignment changes, we were pulled it off. And I think we had a very successful event on Saturday.
Yeah.
Several events on Saturday.
Yeah, lots went off. And from my perspective, and I was on the race course and the marathon course, and thumbs up, man. It's not easy what you guys did. And here we have Stevie J calling you Monday morning where you're trying to sleep, for Pete's sakes. Man, live. What the heck kind of guy does that? So, okay. So overall, I mean, it was what it was. You had to deal with what you had. And I really like Chancellor Jones' release, essentially, that said you're going to be expelled. You're going to, there was some punishment involved in all this. But it's, again, you have to react to what you have, not necessarily the why behind it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we fully got support from the university in what we were doing. Sorry, my alarm's going off. Let me turn it up. we looked at both things occurring in the same space, and just having to utilize different resources. And so, we were able to get some resources from the Illinois State Police and Prisoner's Office.
Yep.
Make sure that we had a very safe space and successful event. Community turnout was absolutely fantastic. Those folks who came to spectate inside Memorial Stadium, it was just constant cheering for those who were completing that race throughout the morning and into the afternoon. Just cool turnout.
Nice.
So this would be kind of a decompression and assessment time, correct? And then you start meeting, I don't know when you guys meet, probably the next month or so, you start talking about everything, or is it fresh in your mind? And so then you can tweak it for next year as far as 24, 25, 26, next year, April of 25. So you always trying to make it better. But again, I don't know. From my perspective, I was impressed by.
Me too.
Saw several golf cart type machines.
Yes.
Whatever they're called, the caters.
The EMTs and
the
all
guys, firefighters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all, everything was, it just was, the only thing I kind of wish the AirPod people could hear you, because they're running just trying to be lost in their music or whatever there is, and I get it totally. But to say hey and they don't hear you, but a lot of people appreciated, hey, thanks for coming out, those kinds of things, because it does mean a lot when you're grinding to hear some encouragement. So when are you running, Chris? Are you running next year, the 26.2, or what are you thinking?
I'm pretty sure that the number of steps I took up and down Memorial Stadium and around the press box of Memorial Stadium, I don't know if it was 26.2 miles, but my feet might beg to differ. But you're right. You know, we'll start looking at some new implementation. Talk about Prospect Avenue, see how that worked out. Any tweaks to that? Any tweaks overall to make next year's events go off just as successfully, and hopefully a full weekend of events. And I forgot about Thursday night Green Street Mile, that happened. So to lose one event, that's tough. But to pull off the rest of them, can't thank enough our community who embraced it and came out in full force.
So 400 meetings or the Bahamas with toes and sand. And,
yes, little umbrella, coconut drink.
Making coconut birdhouses or something.
Yes.
Just kind of making a new living. That sound good?
It sounds good. I need some more time to clear my head.
That alarm was supposed to wake you up, but
right.
We did that earlier. Sorry about that,
Sorry.
Man. Dang it.
That's right.
Hey, listen.
I probably won't make it to the Bahamas, but maybe to Florida to see my niece and nephew here soon. So.
Sounds good.
Chris Kester, well done. Public Works, the City of Champaign. Thanks for being on, and thanks for all you did.
Thank you. Thank you guys for your support. Thanks, everybody.
All right, on the Tavis Toyn phone line, we wake up city officials for this program. You bet.
I'm sure you can do IllinoisMarathon.com to get more details or follow up or have a comment or get involved for next year's race.
All righty, ESPN 93.5.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there?
living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control.
Over 40 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area.
Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window, a proud member of Prairie Home Alliance. A new front door can instantly upgrade the look of your home and make it more energy efficient. The Kramer Siding and Window team can also install French doors to your deck or patio, welcoming the outside in, or storm doors for an extra layer of protection against the elements. The estimate is free, financing is available, and the business is local. Schedule your beautiful new door today and save 25%. Call us, click on kramersiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
What is most important in your life? This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that help clients realize their goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, one quick check of your sports headlines before we leave you. It's ESPN 93.5 with Diane Ducey.
After 11 innings, New York Mets over the St. Louis Cardinals. That final was 4-2. And now Detroit, the Motor City Kitties. It's a 5:40 start here on ESPN 93.5. Looks like Steven Matz has the tap for the Cardinals.
He used to pitch for the Mets, so right. Maybe he'll pitch really well.
All righty. Yeah. Boston over the Cubs 5-4. And now we've got New York with a 6:40 start over on US 105.9. Jameis Taillon's on the mound for the Cubbies. Chicago White Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays. What?
Hmm? That's like they won the series.
Fourth.
They won the series, yeah. And the Cardinals get the White Sox in St. Louis this weekend. You got to beat the White Sox, guys. Yeah.
All right. White Sox in Minnesota with a 6:40 start. Four Illinois football players in the NFL draft. We have Johnny Newton, a new Washington Commander. For Arizona Cardinals, it's Isaiah Adams and Tip Ryman. And Casey Washington with Atlanta. We were learning from listeners who were texting in about Isaiah Williams, is it? Went on to
Dallas.
Yep. Thank you. So we had Illinois baseball losing to Maryland 11-7. They've got a game tomorrow. Ohio State went down. Illinois softball wins 11-6. They've got a weekend at home against Iowa this coming weekend. And Illinois golf to wrap here. They ended up second in the Big Ten tournament after winning 8 consecutive titles. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Dixie Chopper, and he's available out there?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you out a couple of specials that we're having right now. One is a Rhino 15-foot rotary flex wing with a Dixie Chopper Classic 35-horse 60-inch mower. It's industrial. $35,000 for the pair.
Both of them?
Yep, both of them together. $35,000.
I take it that's an outstanding deal because I'm not...
Saving $13,000.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're in the mowing business. Well, it's time for an upgrade.
It's time to go big time. You'll get all the yards done really quickly with those.
And then if you're looking for just a residential mower on its own, we've got a Z2 48-inch that we've got out there right now for $59.99. That is $2,000 off.
What is the location?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana, right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
Or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys vicinity and another round of rainfall making its way across the area this morning. Next in a string of these weather systems to move on through with another pop-up rain chance later this afternoon and evening time. A couple of days worth of mild to warm weather. Next frontal system on the move over Thursday and Friday. No real cool or cold air in sight. We'll recover nicely for the weekend and another window of opportunity trying to evolve here coming off some significant rains. More than an inch to two over the past couple of days across the area. That dry time over the weekend extends into early next week. For the day-to-day, mostly cloudy. Some shower activity around this morning and back in spotty coverage this afternoon. 73 the high. Winds will shift westerly early on tonight. A stray shower chance this evening. Decreasing clouds at 53. Tomorrow mostly sunny and 75. Partly sunny 80 on Wednesday. Thursday and Friday a couple of showers and thunderstorms around at 85 on Thursday. Will cool to 73 on Friday. Weekend highs in the mid-70s with a fair amount of sunshine too. For CVD Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. There's no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help you improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and...
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
All righty, we'll be back tomorrow. You can hear the boys this afternoon on the drive. Lonte, Derek Piper with Kyle Tosk.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 o'clock, the Cardinals pregame starts at 4:45 today.
Okay, hear our show anytime, stevieJay.com, with our podcast feature.
We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the day.
All right, thanks, folks. Appreciate you very much. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in the morning on ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Have yourself a great Monday. By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Thank you for choosing Two Men in a Truck. How may I help you?
Hey, we're moving, and I have a strange situation here. We need to be out of our house by 10 a.m., but our closing on the new house isn't until 1 p.m. Is that something you guys do?
That's not strange at all. Two Men in a Truck has completed over 9 million moves. We have a solution for that.
Not sure how your move is going to work? Go to twomeninatruck.com to start your free estimate. Twomeninatruck.com.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby blue or your Cardinal red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Free tomato plants. For over four decades, we've been welcoming spring with free tomato plants from First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Everyone is welcome to two free tomato plants at the return of this great First Federal and community tradition for the 42nd year. To get your two free super fantastic variety tomato plants Monday, May 6th, just come into our lobby at either First Federal location, 1311 South Neal Street, Champaign, or 301 West Springfield Avenue, Urbana. While supplies last, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., we look forward to seeing you on May 6th. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
We are celebrating today with an outstanding college relations sergeant. Her name is Sam Penland. You are working, making people safe, helping people, talking to people, and you're giving a positive influence like you receive. What do you want people to know finally about police?
I think because people often see me and I appear to look young, they don't realize that I've been in policing since 2004. And so when I came in, policing tactics were very different. There has been a huge shift, and the reason why I really focus on my style now is because I have seen hard policing and what works. And so some people might think, oh, well, you're too soft, or we're not fighting crime the way we used to. We are. This doesn't mean that we're not enforcing laws, but there's a difference now with how we can help people.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information, including repair quotes and online scheduling requests, available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.